As we come into practice this morning, let's see what we can do to take care of ourselves. So take a moment to scan through the body. And let your attention rest here and there, wherever you find any tension, any unnecessary holding, anything that you can let go of without pushing away. Sometimes just the noticing allows us to release. And as you feel ready, beginning to find the breathing, wherever it's easy to notice it. And as best you can, bringing intentionality to the practice here today. Asking yourself, what do I need? What do I truly need today? Another way of asking this question might be, what might wisdom suggest? The wisest part of me, or the wisest being, what would he or she suggest? We can also ask, what would compassion suggest? Or the most compassionate part of my being, what would it suggest? Perhaps there's a word or a two or a phrase that can give some intentionality to your practice that may be helpful. And then simply letting the awareness rest on the breathing. Gathering the awareness in the breathing as a way to come to some rest and some ease. Not a striving after the breath, not a staring at the breath, but a resting in it again and again and again as it wanders here and there off of our intentions to be here. being very gentle with ourselves as we notice our busy minds, busy bodies, busy hearts. Simply noticing these other experiences as they show, gently, kindly, compassionately, knowing these experiences, possibly with a mental note, and then gently bringing ourselves back to this present moment that we can know through the breathing. This portal to wisdom and compassion. The portal of the breath. And as we've been sitting here, you may have become aware of some difficulty that you're holding, some troubling experience in the past day or week, something that has repeatedly drawn your attention off the breathing by way of often thoughts and troubling emotions, contraction, constriction in the body. And see if you can allow this particular trouble to be with you right now, giving yourself some soothing touch, some comfort, Perhaps it's hand over the heart. Perhaps it's a hand to a cheek, forehead, belly. Wherever you experience some soothing touch. And if nothing's troubling you in this current moment, just continue to practice with the breathing. But I say that most of the time, there's something for all of us. Even if we may deem it very minor. And it's well worth practicing a bit of compassion for even the most minor experiences. So you may be aware of the story. Let the story be a gateway to mindful awareness. Who, where, when, what? Allow it to come forward. And as you do so, begin to really anchor through the body sitting and the body breathing. And gently allow the story to subside as you begin to notice how the experience is felt in the heart and in the body. The emotions that are here. The sensations that go with them. Letting the awareness travel over the different regions of the body where the sensations of the difficulty are showing. Pushing nothing away. Breathing in and out of any difficult, contracted spot in the body. Whatever it is, can we mindfully embrace it, cradle it in our loving awareness? Whether it be anger, irritation, sadness, grief, loneliness, isolation, frustration, loss, confusion, whatever it may be, bringing interest to how it's manifesting in the body. As if you were interested in what was going on for a young child. Wisely knowing you have to just watch whatever it is unfold and not push it. And hopefully you've been able to bring some mindful awareness to this difficulty. Let's remember now that everybody suffers, that everybody has difficulties in their lives, that no one is exempt. And so often we feel very alone in our difficulties. Can we remember that others experience exactly the same difficulties, the same feelings, the same sensations? Of course, the story is going to be a bit different, but the heart of the matter is the same. We're never alone when we're suffering. And then really activating that soothing touch with our hands, really feeling the warmth of our hands as a gesture of giving ourselves what we may need. Breathing in and out of this soothing touch spot, perhaps. We're simply really connecting with the breath and the body sitting here. And offering ourselves some comfort through the soothing touch and offering up some soothing words. May I be kind to myself. May I give myself what I need. May I love and accept myself just as I am. Find your own words. And allow yourself to savor this time that you've given yourself. This wise attention, compassionate attention. And then as you feel ready, allowing your attention to rest back in a sense of sitting here and breathing. Not forcing the return to the breath, letting it be a gentle transition at your own pace. Letting the breath too be a place of refuge for whatever may be troubling us. And perhaps in your life there's someone dear to you who is also struggling that you'd like to hold in mind for a few moments. Holding this one in mind, maybe a dear friend, maybe someone you barely know, but you know they're struggling. So holding this one in mind, visualizing if that works for you, just sensing if not. Perhaps there's some sense of that quivering of the heart in the face of suffering that you're experiencing as you hold this one in mind. A desire to help, to alleviate, to wish for better for this one. And so as you hold this one in mind, have a sense, if you will, of breathing in your sense of their suffering on the inhale and breathing out relief, comfort on the exhale. If at any point the practice feels too much, overwhelming, just anchor yourself in the body sitting, breathing, open the awareness to the sounds, maybe even open the eyes. And as you breathe in and out for this dear one or the one that's suffering, you might care to repeat some phrases of well-wishing. May you be held in compassion. May you be held in compassion. May you be free of pain and sorrow. May you be free of pain and sorrow. May you be at peace. May you be at peace. And then pausing for a few moments and anchoring the awareness in a sense of sitting and simply breathing, just here, just now, stabilizing the awareness. Remembering that all living beings suffer, and that's just how it is, let's try our best to extend our good wishes for comfort and relief to someone who's a little neutral to us. We barely know this being. We see them on the street or in a cafe, delivering mail. But when we hold a neutral person in mind, it helps us to open up to wider humanity or the wider sense of all beings, because it doesn't have to be a human being. Some being who's neutral, having a sense of him or her. And you may not know how this being is suffering, just connecting with the breathing, breathing in whatever suffering this one may have, breathing out your wish for relief, for comfort, knowing that this is a wise and compassionate action. May you be held in compassion. May you too be held in compassion. May you be free of pain and sorrow. May you be free of pain and sorrow. May you live in peace. May you live in peace. And really reestablishing a sense of embodiment by feeling the body sitting and breathing. The mind and heart can get quite spinning with practice like this, so you want to be really grounded, really embodied, feeling the feet at the floor and the bottom at the chair and the hands at the lap. And breathing. And as you feel ready and able, just allow to come into awareness any other beings you're aware of that are suffering, which are millions. Billions, but as you are able to let your attention rest on them for a wee while, remembering, outwards to family, friends, community, yet outwards to other beings around the world. Far off places, in troubled environments, troubled species, troubled humans, people at war, remembering that combatants on both sides are suffering. No matter where you may land on which side. Knowing that this remembering is not only compassionate, it is wise. It speaks to the truth of our interconnection. Of this being one planet. One organism. Connecting your sense of these beings with your breathing. And offering up the good wishes for comfort. May you be held in compassion. May all beings, may the entire planet be held in compassion. May we all be held with compassion. May we all be free from pain and sorrow and suffering. May we all be free from pain and sorrow and suffering. May we all live in peace. May we all live in peace. And as we begin to finish up, having a bit of equanimity about all of this, knowing that all beings do suffer and we're not responsible, yet we can care and we can do our part. And so really connecting with the body sitting and breathing. Breathing in, I calm the mind. Breathing out, I calm the body. Calming the mind, calming the body. May I be balanced. May I be at peace. Calming, calming. May all beings live in peace. May all beings live in peace and harmony. May all beings be free.